Hello, I'm Alan Seale from the Center for Transformational Presence, and welcome to the Monday Meditations during this pandemic time. Thank you for joining us. And so in the last few days, well, actually, it was a couple of weeks ago, I had this favorite story artist named Brian Andreas. You may have seen some of his writings and his illustrations in my blog over time. And so I get an email from him every day with some beautiful, whimsical little piece of art and message. And the message is often quite profound. A couple of weeks ago, the message that came in was, "What is the place in you this day where you open and let eternity in? What is the place in you this day where you open and let eternity in?" I'm actually going to share my screen with a woodblock art. After a few days when this wouldn't leave me alone, I ordered his woodblock print of this. And so it's here with us to maybe support us in our time together today. What is the place in you this day where you open and let eternity in? There were two words, phrases for that. Some of you may have read my blog post already today where I'm talking about this, but the two little sets of words were the place in you and let eternity in. And, you know, this is not new information that there is this place in me where I can let eternity in. And yet, in this time in the world, it's easy to lose sight of that. And so I noticed as I read this the first time, it was like this peace washed over me. My breath got slower and calmer. Something started shifting and opening inside of me. And as I kept being with this over the days after, especially over the last week, it's like there's another shift happening inside of me, moving from this waiting space, just waiting. When will something change? Into this threshold space. And kind of taking another step into this space as a liminal space. Liminal is comes from the Latin root limen, which literally means threshold. And so when we look at this time where we are, when it went from being a waiting space to being a threshold space, something changed inside of me. The key is that this whole thing about eternity, this whole, and you can define that however that is for you. Maybe, I mean, for me, it's that space where everything that is coexists. That space where everything that is, that has ever been, that ever will be, it's all coexists in that space. So you might call that God or universe or mystery or whatever the term is that works for you. Doesn't matter. What matters is that we recognize that we can actually access that inside of us. The key for accessing it is that we can only access it when we are fully present right here, right now. How kind of ironic that when we allow our thoughts to drift to the past or the future, we actually lose touch in a way with the totality of that past or future. We get lost in a particular thought, a particular focus, a particular memory, or a particular anticipation. Yet what's available to us, if we can be right here, right now, is a portal that opens into that eternity space. An infinite space. And we can begin to recognize that the infinite space holds the finite space. And the finite space contains within it the infinite space. It's the wave and the particle in quantum physics terms, or it's the hologram principle. It's the principle of correspondence. As above, so below. As below, so above. That we actually can be in both of those spaces at the same time. What if we could learn during this pandemic time, during this liminal space, what if we could learn to be consciously aware of the finite and the infinite at the same time? What if we could be with our feet firmly on the ground in our three-dimensional world and yet tap into that portal within us that touches the infinite, that touches eternity, that touches every possibility and potential that is waiting for us as we move on through? Therefore, indeed, a threshold, it's a crossing over space. Yet the key is we have to be willing to pause in the threshold long enough to access that potential. And to access that eternity. So let's go there. Being with your breath as it comes in and goes out. And noticing, perhaps even just since we've been on the call, something is shifting in your breath. Allow your breath to find its own natural, steady, even rhythm. Every breath bringing you fully present right here, right now. Every breath helping you be aware of the clothes on your skin, your body in the chair, the layers of sound around you. And as you continue to breathe, as you feel your body in the chair and the clothes on your skin, what is the place inside of you where you can open and let eternity in? Don't worry if you feel like you don't know how to do that. It's okay. Trust that some part of you does. Some part of you, it's the soul. Your soul lives out there in eternity and in this physical body, in this three-dimensional world at the same time. And so settle in. Settle into that place inside of you. Settle into your soul. And simply allow space, allow eternity in, allow the infinite space that holds all as has ever been and will ever be. Just be with your breath. And keep letting eternity in. In our days and weeks of restricted movement, sometimes it feels like our world gets smaller and smaller. And yet, deep inside of us, we can access that infinite world that is beyond the seen, and that includes the seen. Breathing into this infinite space. Allowing the shackles of restricted movement to fall away. As you breathe more and more into that eternity, into that infinite space. And perhaps something continues to shift in your breath. Perhaps something shifts in your body and even in your awareness of your own spirit in your body. You might even experience how your spirit radiates out beyond your physical container. Continuing to be with your breath. What is the place in you this day where you open and let eternity in? Deep in the open space, the infinite space. Deep in the heart of your being, that is also the heart of all being. In this time of being in the threshold, it occurs to me that we're in this metamorphosis phase, or this metamorphosis period, if we come to it metaphorically. And in that metamorphosis process, there's the caterpillar going into the chrysalis, forming the chrysalis. And it's in that chrysalis that the caterpillar dissolves into the goo. Well, here we are in the world right now, kind of dissolving into the goo. And we're not all the way dissolved yet. We probably have to be in this threshold a while longer to keep dissolving. And yet there are signs everywhere of beautiful things that are happening in that dissolving. And as the caterpillar comes into this chrysalis, it might seem that the caterpillar doesn't know that it will eventually become a butterfly. Yep, what if it actually does know? What if someplace deep in the unknowing knowing, what if it does know that there is something on the other side of the goo? Can't identify it yet, can't name it, can't even imagine it. Yet what if the caterpillar knows? What if, in fact, somewhere in our unknowing knowing, we also know. And we can be guided through the goo. It's all about staying in touch with this place in you that touches, that enters into, that invites in eternity, that invites in that wisdom, that intelligence, that all that is. Breathing into the infinite. Breathing into even just the possibility. Even just the possibility. That there is some unknowing knowing inside of us that will guide us through the goo into a world beyond. A world that we will somehow create together through what we are learning as everything dissolves and then transforms. Take just a little more time in your stillness. And so, before we close our time together today, perhaps you want to share something in the chat, just a line or two, of what's happening inside of you as you touch this eternity within. Kim's not able to be with us today, but if you share something in the chat, I'm happy to share it with all. Expansive peace. A feeling of trust. Opening to the divine and the divine coming into my heart. Faith in the process, the road ahead. Expansive heart, stillness. To be open to let go. A wave in the ocean. Such powerful space. And the soul's beauty needs patience. Eternity gives peace. If you click on the chat, you will see it continue to come in. I'm just going to be quiet so that we take all this in. Being present in your own experience and in the collective experience that we share together. And so, before we close, as has become our practice here, take a moment to scroll through the screens, to see the smiling faces, the tender faces and hold one another as we hold the world. Holding one another in the threshold. Holding one another in this liminal space. Holding one another in the goo. As we find our way. Feel free to take your mute button off and say goodbye, to wave at your colleagues here from around the world. Thank you, everyone, for being with us today.
Thank you, Alan.
Blessings and love to all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.